The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The search of a house in Dundalk, which was the former family home of Kyran Dernan, has recommenced this morning. And our chief reporter, Barry White, who's been following the investigation since last week, joins me now. Barry, good morning.
Hi, Pat. Good morning.
You were in Dundalk yesterday where a house was being searched and a garden being dug up, I suppose. How did all that come about?
So, yeah, as you say, the search of the former family home of the missing schoolboy Kyran Dernan resumed at Emer Terrace on Castletown Road in Dundalk this morning, Pat. This house, where new tenants unconnected to the investigation now live, was taken into possession of Gardaí after they were granted an order by the district court on Monday. And Pat, the search of the property began early yesterday morning when I was there. Gardaí could be seen going through the front door of the house along with forensics, while forensics also searched the garden at the back of the house. A small digger was used to excavate the garden, which is quite small, very small garden. And some of the neighbours who live on Emer Terrace yesterday, Pat, told me they could see this excavation of the garden ongoing from their upstairs window. One neighbour told me they could also see that the guards were and the investigators were using a camera as well. And this is quite a shock for the residents of Emer Terrace, Pat, because one day everything was normal and then the next Gardaí and forensics are searching the house next door. Now, the search of the former Dernan family home and garden is continuing today.
Now, it's a small garden, isn't it? It shouldn't take very long to excavate it in its entirety.
It would say maybe 10 foot by 5 foot from the... Because I know there was a drone sent up yesterday so you could see the garden. Very, very small. So, yeah, look, that search of the garden could be complete by the end of today. And the house as well, which has been searched, will be subject of technical and forensic examinations. But also, Pat, there's a bit of land adjoining to the back garden, which isn't part of the property. But I understand that will also be searched today.
Now, Barry, could you take us through the timeline of the events here? Because the Gardaí announced last week that Kyran was presumed dead, while it's also understood that he hadn't been seen in 2 years. And this is despite Kyran only being reported missing along with his mother at the end of August in 2024.
So, Pat, at the end of August, little Kyran was reported missing along with his mother, Daila Dernan. And Gardaí were told at this time that they had not been seen since the 28th of August.
This year, yeah.
And then on the 4th of September, a public appeal in tracing the whereabouts of Kyran and his mother was issued by Gardaí. And then, Pat, there was nothing for around a month. And then on the 16th of October last week, a public appeal was issued for information on the disappearance of Kyran and a murder investigation was then confirmed. Garda investigators believe Kyran had been missing for up to 2 years. And the last positive sighting of him was at the end of the school year in 2022. So around June 2022, and Kyran, I understand, would have been 6 years old at this stage, and he would have been in senior infants in Dundalk. And Pat, the chief superintendent in Dundalk Garda Station, Alan McGovern, gave this update yesterday.
The purpose of these searches is to discover any evidence which might provide us with information as to Kyran's whereabouts or what has happened to Kyran. The house is known to have been Kyran's family home for a period of years up to May 2024. I must emphasise that the current tenants of this house are not connected in any way with Kyran or his disappearance. And Garda Síochána can confirm that Kyran was a student in a local national school here in Dundalk up to approximately the end of the 2021-2022 primary school year. Kyran was reported missing along with his mother to Garda Síochána on the 30th of August 2024 and hasn't been last seen on or about the 28th of August 2024. And Garda Síochána has identified the whereabouts of Kyran's mother. Despite extensive inquiries carried out by Gardaí to date, Garda Síochána have been unable to either locate Kyran, identify any information on his current whereabouts or any evidence that he is currently alive. Following inquiries to date, investigating Gardaí now believe that Kyran is missing, presumed dead. Murder investigation has commenced under the direction of a senior investigating officer based out of an incident room established at Drogheda Garda Station. And Garda Síochána is liaising closely with other state agencies, including PUSLA, who are cooperating and assisting fully with this murder investigation. I want to thank members of the public who have contacted the Garda investigation team to date. And Garda Síochána's sole focus and primary concern, and that of the investigation team, is Kyran. We want to discover where Kieran is. We want to discover what has happened to Kieran. I continue to appeal to anyone who has any information in connection with the disappearance of Kieran to contact Investigating Gardaí. Do not rule out any information that you may have. Please do not assume that the investigation team know the information that you may have. Any information, no matter how insignificant it may seem, will be welcomed by the investigation team. This information will be treated in the strictest of confidence.
Okay, that was Chief Superintendent Alan McGovern there. Now, Barry, just to clarify, Kieran finished up in school at the end of the school year and then was presumed by the locals. Because, you know, if your pal has gone missing, you say, where has he gone? Well, you know, he's gone somewhere. He must have gone north of the border, gone to school in another school. So therefore, no alarm raised by the school when he didn't return for the next year.
No, but the school may have been led to believe, like you say, that Kieran was moving elsewhere. But he finished up in that school, in the summer of 2022.
Because schools are obliged, if someone goes missing from school, you know, playing truant or mitching or whatever you might call it, they're required to alert Tusla about a child not turning up for school for the child's educational well-being.
Yeah.
So if that didn't happen, there must have been a presumption on the part of the school that...
Yeah, as you say, the school would follow it up. But if the school were led to believe, Pat, that the child, Kieran, was moving to another school, you wouldn't follow that up. But Gardaí did also say yesterday that they do understand that this house that they're searching now in Dundalk was the Dernan family home up until May this year. But the last positive sighting of Kieran was around June 2022.
At the end of the school year.
Yeah.
Now, Tusla have released a statement. What do they have to say?
So Pat, Tusla has said it previously alerted Gardaí to a significant concern about Kieran Dernan. In a statement released yesterday evening, the agency said that while Kieran was not in its care, it had engaged with him and his family. The Child and Family Agency also said that in August it alerted Gardaí to a significant concern about Kieran, and it has...
That's August of this year, 2 years after the last sighting of Kieran.
Yeah, August of this year, yeah. And it has now opened an internal review into its interactions with Kieran and his family. And Pat, earlier this week I asked the Minister for Children, Roderick O'Gorman, had the state failed Kieran Dernan?
Kieran's case is deeply, deeply tragic, and I'm aware there's an ongoing Garda investigation taking place, so I want to just couch my comments in light of that. If any part of the state, if any state agency, state apparatus, state body failed, yes, there will be consequences. From my department's point of view, I've asked Tusla to send this case to the National Review Panel. That's the panel that looks at the death of any child who had links to the care infrastructure of the state. That usually takes place at the end of an investigation. But I've asked Tusla already to send that now, so we can understand the Child and Families Agency's involvement in this particular case. And I've no doubt other parts of the state will also be examining closely what happened here, while at the same time recognising there's an ongoing investigation into this tragedy.
So it's interesting that Tusla say that the child was not in their care, although they had some interactions with the family. But also the journalist reporting that the police, in terms of routine policing, had contacts with Kieran's family, but not in relation to Kieran.
So
anyway, where does this go from here? The search continues?
Yeah, Pat, so the search will continue today, and it could continue for several days. It really just depends on what the Gardaí find during these searches. The Gardaí say the purpose of these searches is to discover any evidence which might provide them with information on what has happened to Kieran. Meanwhile, it's understood that renovation work and a deep clean was carried out when new tenants moved into this property at Emer Terrace a number of months ago. And that work may frustrate the search for forensic evidence inside the property. I spoke to one neighbour yesterday and they told me that in June, before new tenants moved into the house, that there was a skip outside the house and there was massive bin bags put into the skip. So there was a deep clean of this property done. It may frustrate Gardaí, but I know that there is
a landlord would tend to do that.
Which they would do,
an occupation by a tenant for a while, they'd throw everything out.
So the search will continue today, Pat. It may continue tomorrow and for the rest of the week. And it's also my understanding that Gardaí have identified another building in County Louth to search if the Emer Terrace search brings them no further forward in what is a complex investigation.
Barry White, our chief reporter, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.